Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 122 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of 10 Minutes With, I get a chance to talk to Dylan Taylor of Goldie's Barbecue in Fort Worth, Texas. If you haven't heard about Goldie's, you will. It's opening in May. It's Dylan and a number of his friends, all of which have worked at various barbecue joints and honed their skills. It's a great, he calls it a rat pack group of guys. They moved back a few weeks ago to Fort Worth. We talk all about the restaurant itself, how they put it together, what they're doing, all the things that they're going to be offering, including scratch-made white bread, which is awesome, and maybe even possibly Nilla wafers for banana pudding. It's going to be a really cool spot. Dylan has worked at some of the best barbecue joints in the country, and now he teaches classes as well as works on opening this place, and it's going to be really cool. I know you're going to enjoy this. I know that Goldie's is going to be a spot for you to stop at when you're in Fort Worth. And as always, I am excited to have the Smoke Sheet on board as a sponsor for this podcast. The Smoke Sheet is a barbecue newsletter. It's available at bbqnewsletter.com. They are currently on issue number 22, which is awesome. It seems like that's gone by really quickly because I've been on board since day one. The Smoke Sheet contains the latest news, the latest information on events and events that are coming up, as well as a recipe of the week, as well as information on the latest YouTube interviews and podcast interviews, and it's chock full of tons of information. You've got to sign up. It's definitely worth it. It's definitely an email that you will read every week. I scroll through it, and there's things that pop up that I had no idea about. It was founded by Sean Ludwig. He's at NYC BBQ, as well as Ryan Cooper, who is at BBQ Tourist. It's just a great resource. It's available at bbqnewsletter.com. That's bbqnewsletter.com. The Smoke Sheet, barbecue news worth consuming. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out on any of the back episodes. There's over 120 of these now, which is amazing. I can't believe there's that many, and I'm so honored that these people would take the time to chat with me and to share their stories with you guys. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to all my podcasts, all my YouTube stuff, barbecue joint visits, butcher shop visits, as well as a ton of other content. But enjoy this. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Everyone, yes. So everyone that's joining us. What restaurant are you at?
So I'm at Goldie's Barbecue, the new hot barbecue spot coming to Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
So basically we're on the edge of like Fort Worth and Cannondale.
Okay.
Pretty much in Cannondale, but the address line says Fort Worth, so I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
But it's kind of out in the country, so it's got like a really cool, you know, off the beaten path kind of country vibe. Out here, but it's like really close to downtown Fort Worth, downtown Arlington, a little bit further from downtown Dallas, but it's still not like too far. We're like 25 to 40 minutes from everybody.
Oh, that's nice. That's perfect. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's awesome. Yeah. So one of my business partners, Lane, who worked at Micklewaite, his mom was actually driving down the street because we're all from this area, right?
Okay.
And she like drove past this little red building that used to be Kenneth's Barbecue. Kenneth's pit barbecue. It was established around like, I think like the early 70s or something like that.
Huh.
And it was in this space for forever, like 30 something years. It wasn't listed online or anything. It was just like for lease, just like a sign on the side of the road. So she saw it,
that's perfect,
sent us a picture of it. And then, we were like, oh, let's go check the space out. And then, so we went and looked at it, and, it already had a kitchen. Everything was like pretty much like up to code already, you know, grease traps, vent hoods, all that stuff. And then, just seen a little bit of cosmetic work. And, so we were like, it's perfect. It's in a great spot. You know, cheap rent, a cool looking building to begin with. And, it had all the kitchen equipment, and everything already. So, and it also actually has this old, like, horizontal rotisserie, like brick pit.
Yeah. I was going to ask, does it have like a pit already in there somehow?
Does, man. There's like this big like door in the kitchen where the pit like comes into the kitchen, and so like this huge rotisserie, kind of like a sideways oiler almost.
Okay, so it rotates this way.
Yeah, it rotates this way, so okay. Kind of like an Anglo style, like, you know, offset rotisserie smoker. So it's got a big long firebox that goes outside.
That's
and then which we're going to build our smokehouse kind of outside by the kitchen. And then, so that will be included. And then we got a couple thousand gallons as well coming.
So how many pits do you have right now?
I got the 500 gallon
yeah.
That I built Well, I didn't build the actual pit. I built ones like it with John and Jimbo. I guess I'd say I kind of helped build. I didn't do any work by myself.
Yeah.
They definitely guided my hand in a lot of things, but I got that red pit that we built the trailer for.
Okay.
And put the pit on the trailer. Yeah, I've been doing that for classes and caterings and all that.
Oh, that's the one you've been using. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then so I got that one. We got the brick pit, and then I got 2,000 gallons coming from the kind guys at Millscape.
I was going to say, is that why you're wearing the hat?
Actually, no, I do love this hat. No, it's broken in nicely now, but you know, just a little product placement, I guess.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah, that's like, I was like, I had a bunch of different hats, and I'm like, I'm going to wear Truth because you did work at Truth for a spell. So. So the new spot, were you planning on looking for a place in Fort Worth?
Yeah, basically so I'll give you a backstory to like all the people involved with us, right?
Okay.
So we have myself, then we have one of my best friends, Johnny. He started cooking barbecue at Valentina's, and then he moved on to the pit room at Franklin Barbecue. He got a job at Franklin and then started, you know, working up in the front, cutting meat, doing sides, and then worked in his way into the pit room.
Nice.
And has done everything there. Then we have Lane, who has worked at Micklewaite, and then also he worked at Friedman's with Evan Leroy and then Chris McGee. And I don't know all those guys. Yeah, like went back in, you know, in Friedman's heyday. And then we also have my buddy Jalen, who worked at Friedman's with Lane and Chris and everybody. And then he also, before he moved, he was working at Banger's, doing a lot of sausage stuff there. And then he was actually, before he left, was doing the graveyard shift, cooking the whole hogs there.
Oh, wow.
And then our other buddy, Nupon, who is front of house, or I guess he's like more of like a general manager over at Tycoon. He's going to be doing more of like our, you know, back end of things. Wow. You know, helping run service and then keeping track of all the numbers and ordering and stuff. So
we're
all,
you
know, childhood best friends. We've all known each other for like the better half of a decade. Probably more than a decade, actually. Yeah.
That's rad. So, that's really cool to do that.
Yeah, man. We have our little rat pack out here back in Fort Worth. We all ended up moving to Austin together, you know, not all at the same time, but ended up all there together. And then we all just kind of fell into the barbecue scene together and, you know,
wow, that's a really cool story into itself. That's like a little bit of a movie right there.
I know, man. We've taken road trips to New York and to Portland in a 5-seat Honda Civic. So I figured if we can do that, we could probably open a restaurant together.
Yeah, you've done that. So what's the game plan now? How much work do you have to put into this?
So we've actually put a lot of, I guess the main work we put in is just cosmetic stuff. You know, we put a fresh coat of paint around the outside of the building. We have this really old, like big sign outside that I harnessed myself up to and like repainted the old Kenneth sign as best I could. We were like redoing some, you know, wall work, just like putting up, you know, fresh drywall, maybe doing some tile work eventually if we get around to it. If not, we'll do it after we open. But just painting walls, rebuilding tables, building like bigger tables so we can fit more seats in. And then we have to upgrade septic systems to be able to increase the volume of seating in our restaurant.
Gotcha.
When you get into all the funny code, you know, food permit.
Like enough bathrooms and hand washing, like to.
Yeah, exactly. Because I guess, you know, we're increasing the occupancy of our restaurant. So, yeah. But that's cool. And then basically just building this, like pouring slab for the smokehouse, building the smokehouse. We're doing everything ourselves. So it is, you know, it's been definitely a big learning experience. None of us are definitely not construction savvy at all. But it's actually not as hard to learn things as we thought it was going to be, you know, cause you know, thank God for Google and
yeah, YouTube. You could YouTube. I was talking to something recently. He's like, I had to fix my HVAC system. And he's like, I just YouTubed it. And it was like 15 bucks instead of 500.
Exactly, man. If the restaurant fails, we're just going to get into the construction business.
You guys build restaurants for people. He'll know how.
Exactly.
So then what's the time frame? Do you want to open this summer or?
Yeah, we're shooting for, hopefully if everything falls into place time-wise, we're shooting for the middle to the end of May.
Nice.
So pretty soon. We're still doing classes too. So we're just going to be teaching classes up here at the restaurant in the meantime. Since it is a little bit off the beaten path, we're probably going to start off doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just to see how busy we get. And then if we get busier, then we'll attack on Thursdays and we'll be doing lunch only. And then I'll probably be doing classes like once a week, you know, when we're not open, just when we're prepping for the week. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. Like 11 o'clock?
Yeah, 11 a.m. to sell out. Hopefully we'll sell out around like, you know, we'll make it to like 3 or 4, I think. You know, we have some decent cooking capacity. So
you have a nice kitchen so you could do sides and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Our kitchen is huge, man. Our kitchen's like bigger than our dining room. It's crazy. We have like too much prep space. It's nice. It's cool. So, yeah. And we'll be making our own white bread and, you know.
Yeah. You just mentioned that. That's crazy. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. So when I was up consulting in Toronto, I kind of, Adamson, they all helped me out a little bit with some bread knowledge. And then also Lane, Jalen, and I took a little road trip back up to Smithville, and Tom Micklewaite baked a bunch of stuff with us for the day.
Oh,
And
wow.
so we've been, gave us our I guess our bearing on baking white bread and stuff. And so we're actually getting really close to a loaf that we're happy with. And then hopefully we can start on making buns. And then maybe we're getting a little crazy. I might be making a, vanilla wafers for our banana pudding. So
That
it's
would
actually
be.
not as hard as it sounds. It's super easy. So we'll hopefully be doing that too.
That's freaking cool. That's really awesome. Like, so what? Why Goldie's?
So it is, first off, it just has like a nice ring to it.
It
I
does.
was sitting, we were having a super hard time coming up with a name. It was just like nothing sounded right, nothing felt right. And then I have this old F-250 that I bought to like tow around like my first pit. And it was in the shop because it broke down, and I was like freaking out because we needed it to move. And then like some of my friends called it Goldie, or like, yeah, just a stupid nickname. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of like it's got a nice ring to it. And so we named it Goldie's after that. So there's not a huge story behind it, but it sounds, fun and catchy. So
And it has two E's, right?
yeah, two E's.
That
Give it a more classic look.
makes it's good.
Yeah.
It's like 1970s barbecue
Yeah.
joint style.
Exactly,
But
man.
you said you were up like doing the sign. Like, is that the same sign that you're using, the same sign that was there before, but altering it?
Basically, yeah. So there that sign that Kenneth put up back in the day was still standing, and so after Kenneth retired, then eventually he passed on, unfortunately. There's a place called Taqueria El Gallito that opened up here. And they, I guess, whoever, somebody painted like over the sign and just put up like a, what is it called? Like that canvas, like tarp, sign material over it. And so we tore that off, and we could still see like the lettering from the old sign just barely through that like white paint. And so I got up there and like tried to tape off like the outline of like the lettering that says barbecue on it. And then did my best to recreate it. I got pretty close. It looks a little funky, but I think it looks pretty good.
No, but
Yeah.
it's handmade just like everything else that you guys are doing.
Exactly. We got the handmade, goodness on everything. It looks good. It's got a lot of character.
How do you feel about this? Are you excited about this?
Oh man, this is like the happiest time of my life, man. This has been really cool. We've all been working really hard, towards something, and we're finally doing it. So it's pretty surreal and pretty crazy, but really happy we're here doing it. Basically we moved to back to the Fort Worth area like 2.5 weeks ago. And then like unloaded all of our stuff out of the U-Haul truck, got the house like halfway unpacked, and then just the next day we just went to the restaurant, started working on it, and been doing that like every single day since we got back.
What's the capacity seating wise in the place?
Okay, so right now we have 60 inside as is, but once we increase our septic, hopefully we can add. There's like a cool little strip of patio in the front that we can probably put like 20 bar seats along that, and then we can build another little patio thing out by our back door. Like this white door right behind me right here, that leads outside to like this nice little patch of grass. So we're gonna put down some like gravel, like an adult sandbox, and put some picnic tables on that. Hopefully, we'll be shooting for like maybe like 85 to like 90 seats.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
killer.
So,
And you won't, but
yeah.
you won't have a liquor license or.
Correct. We thought we were gonna be able to, but for that to happen, we have to install fire alarms and sprinkler systems like all in the building, and that is a pretty lengthy process. So starting out, like feel free to bring your own, booze of any kind, but we won't be selling beer right away. Maybe down the road if we, get around to like being able to install sprinkler systems all up and down the dining room and everything, then maybe we can. But for now, it'll probably just be bring your
Yeah,
own
which is
beer.
perfect, which a lot of places are with that.
Exactly, man. So yeah, no, exactly. So
That's Texas.
yeah, it's Texas, man. Texas barbecue. Bring your own, bring some Lone Stars or something. Whatever you like.
Exactly. And then I was how interesting is it that like Fort Worth is it, the scene in Fort Worth is growing so quickly and now you guys are part of it. That's so crazy.
Dude, it is crazy, especially for how fast it has happened.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like over the past like 5, 6 months,
I
it's
think
just
so
like
too.
maybe even less than that. I don't know. I am very excited about it though, because Austin definitely had a very, very strong, barbecue identity with it. And I think Fort Worth is going to have a little bit of that now too. Just like as far as like the amount of restaurants and stuff. I think it's going to be fun to have like a, big barbecue community out here. And you know, if there's a enough restaurants here, it's probably like enough of like a scene for more people to come out and try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it also, it gives you, like you said, like it gives people an opportunity if they're in Austin to shoot up there and like and see more, because they feel like they could hit four or five places if they
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's gonna be really cool having everybody out here. You know.
And there's also Daniel Vaughn lives really close.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah, maybe hopefully he'll pop by and say hey. We'll
No,
see.
that's really cool. I'm really, really happy for you. I want to ask, there's like, I do these three questions at the end, so I just wanted to
Yeah.
ask you. Did we miss anything first off about the place that I want to make sure we cover everything.
No, I don't think so, man. You know, we're coming in and giving the old Kenneth's Barbecue building some new life, and we're just going to be serving, just straightforward Central Texas barbecue.
Oh yeah, menu wise, is there anything off the beaten path, or are we gonna go straight forward Trinity
No,
and.
so I mean, we're going to be, serving brisket, pork ribs, turkey, two house sausages, and then potato salad, pinto beans, coleslaw, bacon and white bread, making pickles, probably making buns too, banana pudding for dessert. On
Nice.
the weekend, maybe like on Sunday with our leftover bread, we'll try to make bread pudding.
Cool.
Then once we get more settled in, we'll probably have like rotating specials, try to have like a fun like sausage like every week or so, and
Definitely.
then start rolling in more sides eventually. But we're just going to kind of start off slow, kind of grow organically and just get our footing really well. And have a nice strong start, and then just kind of keep ramping up from there.
That'll be nice too with the classes too. People get a chance to come out and take classes and then
Yeah.
later on visit you as a restaurant. It's like a nice mix, I think, a nice
Yeah,
blend.
exactly. It's like a full circle kind of thing. You know, it's the class has been super fun, man. Like, it's really cool to get to, meet new people. People come from like all over the country, and even like out of the world sometimes, or not out of the world, sorry, out of the country.
Wouldn't that be cool though? That would be cool.
That would be cool. Yeah, I don't. I would see what kind of cooking they have in out of. But might not be something I'm familiar with.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but just, yeah. It's really cool to connect with people,
Yeah,
So.
that's important. I think that's cool that you're continuing to do that, because I think that's like your passion too. That's part of your passion.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like I'm in this for the barbecue, but I'm also in it for the people, man. It's really fun to, be a part of this community and just get to hang out with everybody, man. It's
And
like
it's
a
a
big block party all the time.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. It's fun. It's awesome. It's cool. Well, so what are you listening to right now? This is one of my three questions. What's on your playlist, or what do you
My
listen to?
playlist? Let me see. Let me go back. Uh,
I
that that
usually
changes
hear
every single day.
it. Yeah, mine does kind of too.
Yeah.
I like the beat. I like the beat bands to death, and then I don't like them anymore for like a week or two, and then I listen to the.
Yeah, so I have a little bit of some Dick Dale on here right now.
Oh wow, nice.
He passed away yesterday, I think. Yeah, the god of surf rock. Then I got.
My mom was actually, I was talking to my mom. She used to go see him in Balboa and like Newport Beach, Orange County. Used to see him a
Oh,
lot.
really?
Yeah, at this place called the
Okay.
Rendezvous.
Yeah, that actually, I've heard of the Rendezvous.
Like it
That's
burnt
really
down or something, but it was like
okay.
a big ballroom place where people saw bands in the, I guess what, the
Man,
60s or whatever.
I wish I would have been around, man.
Yeah,
That
I
sounds like a
know. How
group.
rad would that have been? Yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I got Dick Dale, Sonic Youth, some Elliott Smith,
Nice.
and then I'm seeing some Weezer and some Pavement on here, and then
That's
some
eclectic.
Loretta Lynn. I've been trying to listen to more country music to get a good playlist for the restaurant.
Nice.
So listen to some country as well.
That's
So
nice
yeah.
to have, like, and some of the old
About
school country, which is nice.
yeah, man, I like it. I like old school country a lot,
Yeah.
actually.
That's what I grew up on too, so it's gonna.
Okay, cool.
That's cool. Okay, and then if you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you rather be doing? Or what would, not rather, but what if you say barbecue didn't exist in your world, or you weren't part of it, what do you think, what could you see yourself doing?
Probably working in a sandwich shop or making pizzas, I think. I don't know.
So still
If
food
I food
related.
related. Yeah, probably still food related. Or if I could be a Formula One race car driver, I'd probably do that. But I don't, that's never gonna happen.
You never know. No, probably won't. Probably will. And then lastly, what's a spot that you're going to eat that's not barbecue?
Oof. I have been eating a lot of fast food lately because we've been literally up in the restaurant from like sun up to sundown. So I
Okay.
haven't gotten to, go anywhere. But I've been eating a lot of Panda Express and Chicken Express right now. Man.
Even like, because you were just living in Austin, so was there somewhere in Austin that you dug
Yeah.
going to?
Oof, man, we went to a lot of spots, a lot of barbecue restaurants. Let's see, where do oh man. We basically did like all of our last rounds, before we left. Went to Home Slice, went to this place called Chosun Galbi, which is a really good Korean barbecue restaurant. June's All Day was one of my favorite spots there. What else? There's another spot I can't remember. Ah, dang it. We ate so much food. Like, we just, like, ate out, like, every single, like, two or three times a day before we left just to hit all of our last spots.
And now you're just eating fast food all the time.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, man. Once we get caught up, then we'll, like, start going out more. But right now we're in work mode, so.
When do you think you'll get your mill scale pit?
I'm probably picking them up in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah. But I'm just kind of coordinating a good time to come pick them up.
Okay.
So I got to rent a trailer and stuff for all that. So.
Wow, that's cool. That's awesome. Well, yeah. Congratulations, Dylan, and congratulations to the rest of the guys. Okay. I'm really super happy for you, and that's awesome. I can't wait to visit when it's all up and running. That's killer.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait to have you, man. You have to come and hang out, maybe cook with us, man.
That'd be great. I would love that, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Well, have a great rest of your week, and thanks again.
Okay, cool. Right. Whenever's clever, man. Right. It was nice talking to you, buddy.
So great to see you. All right, take care.
Yeah, later. All right.